When I was thinking about this talk, I imagined that I'd be walking all around and I'd be moving over there and I'd be doing all sorts of things. But I've injured myself and the only way I can walk is like this, which I think is quite good for comedy effect. I can put a bit of a shoop into it. But I don't think that's really going to... I think it's going to get a bit distracting. So I've pulled my calf muscle. So yeah, I know, but I'm over it. So I'm going to sit down. Ooh, hopefully. Actually, I think I might be a bit higher when I'm sitting down on this stool. That's quite good, actually. Yeah, it's a bit further away though, which means I'm going to have to put my glasses on, which means I might end up doing this. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, living a creative life. So I think some of you here are going, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. I'm really looking forward to exploring a bit more about my creativity. And some of you are going, yeah, yeah, well, that doesn't actually apply to me because I'm not creative. And some of you are thinking, I don't even know what living a creative life might mean. So what I want to do is show you this morning that you are all creative. And you're designed to live a creative life. It's the way God made you. So I'm going to start sharing a little bit of my own story. So when I was little, like quite a lot of you, I think, I used to run around painting, gluing, sticking, laughing, dancing, just doing all sorts of things creative. And by the time I was 10, it was on about version 8 of my dream wedding dress. I'd designed a self-driving car, and I was planning to become a spy, and I had lots of disguises that I'd made myself. I used to write songs, I put on plays, I used to laugh a lot. I persuaded my school that girls should be allowed to do woodwork instead of just needlework. I was basically living a creative life, and the only limit was my imagination. Sadly, nothing remains of my early work because my mum isn't the kind of person to keep things, unless it's jam jars, but that's a whole other story. So does that ring a bell for any of you? Yes? Children, maybe not the wedding dresses for all of you, but certainly I think as children, that's who we are. Then things started to change in my life. The self-driving car. Oh, and by the way, I also designed another one, which was a backwards driving car, where you had a periscope so you could see where you're going. I think that maybe wasn't such a good idea, but anyway. Well, my dad said, how on earth is that going to work? You see, the technology didn't exist at the time, and people thought it was just a silly idea. And there was a girl guide teacher, and I gave this beautifully crafted little boat that I'd carved, and she turned it down. She said, that's not good enough. And I started to realise that perhaps I wasn't as creative as I thought. I went off to high school, and there were some girls there, it was an all-girls grammar school, and there were some girls there who were amazing at drawing. And I realised that actually I'm not artistic at all, really. I couldn't do any of that. And I was really encouraged to focus on the more important things, you know, the ones that the clever girls did, science and things like that, and leaving needlework and art to the ones who weren't quite as clever. And I know, it's terrible. And I began to think that creativity was really only for children, or even worse, old people. And by the time I left school, really, there was very little left of the creativity that I'd once experienced as a child. Now, maybe that's familiar to many of you, and perhaps like me, you had believed some creativity myths. Oh, I've got too many things here now. I've got to keep an eye on the time, and I've got to click my clicker. So let's have a look at the very first thing it says in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So we know from that, and actually throughout scriptures, that our God is a creator. He's continually creating. It's who he is, really. And I'd been a Christian a long time before I'd managed to put two and two together and realise that if he is a creator, then I am a creator too. It'd been staring me in the face for years. Only just a few verses on in Genesis, verse 26, when he says, "Let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness." I mean, it should have been obvious, really, that if he's a creator and he's made me in his image, then I must be a creator. But literally, it only came to me then, and it wasn't that long ago, probably about 10 or 12 years ago. Dave, could you just glass my water up that I prepared earlier but forgot to bring? Thank you. And I realised that I'd been believing some myths that had been holding me back from being creative. So let's have a look at those. Well, there were a lot of them, actually, but I decided to narrow it down to just three. So let's take a look at the first one. And we're going to do a bit of myth busting as we go. So the first one that I believed is that creativity is basically art. And as a child, really, creativity went across everything. It wasn't just art. You know, singing, dancing, those were all artistic type things. But there was also the creative process. There was thinking. There was kind of bossing my sister. Actually, that was kind of creative, trying to get her to do what I wanted her to do. But I realised that what happened to me, that began to get shut down. And I began to see, because I couldn't draw, then I wasn't very creative. And I'm going to have to put my glasses on again now. What had happened to me as I began to just see creativity as art and design. There were all these amazing artists around me at school, and later on in life I used to see people doing fantastic things here in the church, outside of the church, and that really wasn't me. And I'd forgotten all those other things that were part of my creative life. And even after I'd had that revelation that I am creative, I still couldn't quite believe it because I couldn't draw. And creativity is really so much more about just art and design. So let's have a little look at some definitions. So to cause, to come into being as something unique that would not naturally evolve or that is not made by ordinary process. Right there, dictionary definition, that's God, isn't it? That's exactly what God does. It's exactly what Jesus does. There's a lot of other words there, but let's just pull out a few for those of you who don't like reading. So a few things. Unique. That's what creativity is. It's about thought. It's about invention. Yes, it's about art, relationships, ideas. So things that go across everything we do. Art is creativity, but not all creativity is art. And we can be creative in everything we do, whether it's our parenting, our relationships, our workplace, even our faith. So I'm one of those people that sees the beauty of the world all around me. In the morning, I look out. I always sleep with my curtains open. I look out through the window and I can see some trees. That speaks to me of creation. Sunsets, rainbows, the design of our bodies, even when they go wrong. But I also see creative structures and processes. So let's look at God's people. He made them to be creative, and we see it all the way through the Bible, right at the beginning, for example, in Exodus, as they found new ways to live while they were in the wilderness. And let's say the early church, when they started really challenging the norms of the time, and doing something different, sharing their property and money, creating new structures, new processes, new ways to be. Creativity really is so much more than art. Myth busted. So, this is my next one. This was one of the hard ones, took me a long time to get through. Creativity needs approval. I think one of the things that really holds us back is when we allow people, other people, to limit us. What they think limits us. So thinking back to my self-driving car, the creative idea was sound. It's a reality today. If only I'd stuck with it. I could have been friends with Elon Musk. The technology didn't exist, as I said, but the people around me couldn't see that, so they dismissed it as silly, as childish. And that guide captain who criticised my carved ship, she wasn't being mean. She was just holding me to a much higher standard, going from brownies to guides. But instead, I allowed it to shut me down. I allowed it to make me think that I wasn't creative. And I gave up trying because I am the kind of person who doesn't like to fail. And at the time, I felt criticised. I felt silly. I felt childish at a time when I was just about to be heading into growing up. The things that people said had an impact on me, and it mattered. And sadly, it continued to matter for a long time. Now, there might be some of you here who are just remembering a time, because I'm remembering it now. There might be some of you who are remembering a time when people have said something over you, something that you've done, something that you've created. So not that amazing example that we saw with Annie, where she was just saying, "Grace, isn't that amazing? Wow, isn't that amazing?" You didn't have that. Something else was said to you, something else was heard, which made you start to shut down. Well, if you are feeling that, let's just take a moment and just ask Jesus to come and comfort you now. And I will make sure that we've got a time to look at that towards the end. So we all know that when we're impacted by something that somebody said when we were a child, that impacts us through to when we're an adult. And we don't step out in new ideas in case we're criticised. And if we all did that, we wouldn't have some of the amazing things that are around us today, things that impact our lives today. Let's have a look at a few. I have to take my glasses off for this. Okay, let's read this. "The idea is idiotic on the face of it. Ignoring the obvious limitations of his device, which is hardly more than a toy, this device is inherently of no use to us. We do not recommend its purchase." Anyone know what that was about? It was Alexander Graham Bell sent the details of the telephone to the Western Union, and that was their response. So we wouldn't even have this. We wouldn't have generated into this opportunity to check the time. Okay, what about him? This is Henry Morton, who said, "This invention will be a conspicuous waste of time." Any idea what that was about? No, it doesn't say that. "Will be a conspicuous failure." It was. Mm-hmm. No. Clever people who know their science. So yeah, he was the president of the Stevens Institute of Technology, a very well-respected scientist of his time, and he was talking about the light bulb. Now, what about this one? I think more of you will know this. So, Decca Records, guitar bands are on their way out. They have no future in show business. The Beatles, right. So if Thomas Edison, if Alexander Graham Bell, if the Beatles had allowed the people that had said negative things about them and their creativity, we wouldn't have some great music. We wouldn't have telephones. We wouldn't have light bulbs. So it is a good idea to seek feedback from people, but we mustn't let people crush our creative spirit. God himself has put that inside of us. You do not need approval for your creativity. Myth busted. Okay, the third one. Creativity is not important. For me, I'd managed to sideline creativity as something for others who are less capable than me, something for children. At best, just a hobby. Now, some of that came because I was looking through this art lens, that creativity is art. But I've come to realise that all creativity is important. We've been made as creative beings, and if we live our lives with the creative part of us buried, then we're limiting ourselves and denying what God has put inside us. And I've learned that if we keep thinking small, if we don't use our creativity, then we're limiting what God can do in us and through us. And the enemy would really deceive us. He'd have us believe that we're not creative, and he'd have us believe that creativity isn't important, because he knows that that keeps us from achieving our destiny. And if we're deceived, then we won't place enough priority on how we live our, on creativity and how we live our lives. So it says in Romans, for creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed, that creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. And do you know what? That freedom, that glory, that includes our creativity. Creativity really is important. Another myth. Bust it. Okay, so we've done a little bit of getting rid of some of those things that we might have believed, or at least starting to address them. What do we need to do to live a creative life? So God has made us creative beings, and we all have different creative gifts, and we have different purposes as well. Let's have a little look. Because I haven't got any of my old art still available. I found this picture. It's not my self-driving car, but my version of it didn't look quite as colourful as that, actually. But if you look on that, there's lots of children there experiencing lots of different things. There's real imagination in there. There's just colour, there's life. And that's what creative living should be all about. Different things for different people. And we need to rediscover that, I think. So one of my favourite... too excited. One of my favourite minor characters in the Bible is Bezalel. Anyone know who he is? Who is he? That's right. He was. He was a skilled worker. So the Bible says, or God told Moses, I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. I'm going to go on, but just right there, it's not just the creativity that he was filled with. It was wisdom and understanding, and he needed that, not just the creative part. Anyway, going on. All manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, silver, bronze, cutting jewels, facetting, carving wood, and in all manner of workmanship. So clearly he had a lot of gifts, and he needed to use all of those gifts, creatively, to build and create the tabernacle. He needed to direct hundreds of people in the process. So you can really see that creativity is not just that design part. When I think about Bezalel, I know he was born creative, because we're all born creative. But I also know he was not born knowing how to cut jewels for setting. He was not born knowing how to do woodwork and all those creative things. He had to learn that along the way. And maybe he learnt it by watching other skilled people. Maybe he just spent time, he was taught, and he would have had to practice, right? So you have to develop your gifts, whatever they are. Some of you know that I make my own jewellery. And I've been doing that for about 10 years. And the first things I made weren't that great, really. But I kept practicing and I kept learning. And people say to me, oh, you're so clever, you're so creative. And, you know, there's a part of me that goes, yeah, I am. But actually, I just being honest. But actually, it's been 10 years of fine-tuning, of learning, of making mistakes, learning from those mistakes to get to a point where I can be really pleased with what I make. Let's take Andy, for example. He clearly has a gift for worship. He wasn't born with a guitar in his hand. Right? He had to learn how to play it. He had to learn how to respond to the Holy Spirit. And he probably spent quite a lot of time with other people who were further along in their worship journey so that he could learn from them. So you need to think about what your gifts are. We'll take a bit of time for that a bit later. But if you know that you've got a sharp mind, spend time developing it. If you've got the ability to produce beautiful things with your hands, then produce them. If you've got ideas for how to make your work a better place, then start sharing them with other people in your workplace. You need to work hard and develop those gifts to the best of your ability. Spend time with others, read books, watch the YouTube videos, and just keep on asking God to help you and find ways to use those gifts, especially in partnership with Him. Living a creative life brings glory to God. Oop, phone's upside down now. Right. And the key to living this creative life is to know who you are, to know that you're creative and that creativity is so much more than art. It means letting go of those things that have held you back, the thought processes that have stopped you and made you believe that you weren't creative, that you needed approval, and that creativity isn't important. It means working hard. It means trying. As Dr. Zeus said, think life, think left, even. Think left, think right, think low, think high. Oh, the things you can think if you only try. So you just need to be trying. Now, I've covered a lot of ground today, and, you know, it's been quite quick rustle through the things. And some of you might still be struggling with this. So I'm going to ask Andy and the band to come back up. And we're going to have a bit of time for prayer and reflection. And I'm going to do that through this verse. So this is Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And that's sometimes called the creativity verse, because it speaks about the Creator God, it speaks about the Creator in Christ Jesus, and it speaks about us as creators and what we need to be doing as we walk through with Jesus. So let's take a bit of time to reflect. If you know what your gifts are, then during this time you can just be thanking God for them and be asking him what else you can be doing with them. If you don't know what your gifts are, but you know you're creative, then you can spend some time thinking about that, praying into that. If you've believed the myth that you're not creative, then now's the time to really take that on board. And if you've spent your adult life limiting your creativity because of things that have been spoken over you, then let's take some time to address that. And if you want to rekindle the creativity that's within you but has been pushed down by the weight of all the other things going on in your life because you don't believe creativity is that important, then I'm going to ask all of you for whom that fits in any of those categories to stand. Stand with me. I'm going to stand as well. And what we'll do is we'll take some time to pray. We're going to personalise that verse. We're going to change the we for an I. So we'll stand together and we'll read that together. Andy's going to play and I'm going to just pray over you. So let's read that together. For I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that I should walk in them. Jesus, you came that we would have life and live it to the full, as creative beings living creative lives. Forgive us for the myths we have believed. Instead, we believe the truth that you have made us in your image and we are creative. We forgive those who have spoken things over us that we have allowed to limit our creativity. Forgive us for living our lives limited by the need for approval, and instead, we declare that you accept and approve us just as we are. Forgive us for limiting what you have put inside us and take us back to a time when creativity just flowed and help us to be like that again. Father, we thank you for all the creative gifts you've given us. Help us to understand and know those gifts and to develop them to see your kingdom come in our lives, in our workplaces, and in our communities.